USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is breaking news as Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti suggests in a tweet that Christine Ford may not be alone in her accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, we learn a second woman by the name of Deborah Ramirez, 53 years old, alleging sexual misconduct against him. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee out with a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. This is a smear, plain and simple." The White House also issuing a statement saying this 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man.
I also want to hear what's going to be said during the week.
Earlier, President Trump, in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, Ohio, commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, she's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump to address the UN General Assembly Tuesday in New York. In other news, at least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic.
And word of first responder's house ransacked while he was doing a good deed, helping victims of Hurricane Florence. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A North Carolina National Guardsman's home was burglarized while he was deployed on a Hurricane Florence relief mission. His girlfriend says items taken included irreplaceable valuable coins and jewelry.
Really hope it was worth it to see another family struggle and to watch someone go through what you did to somebody.
Nearly $15,000 has been raised to help 24-year-old Guardsman Luis Ocampo.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new storm brewing. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Cleanup from Hurricane Florence continues across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as forecasters turn their attention toward Tropical Storm Kirk. They say Kirk is continuing to move west across the eastern Atlantic, but doesn't currently pose any threat to land. The National Hurricane Center said Kirk is around 400 miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, moving slowly west at 16 miles per hour. Kirk is expected to strengthen in the next few days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has a message for pet owners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The FDA says pills meant to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks could, in some cats and dogs, cause neurological problems as a side effect. Doctors say pet owners need more warnings, and they're issuing an alert to owners and to veterinarians saying they're going to require more clear labeling on such products, including proper dosage. A pesticide used in the medication sold under brand names like Bravecto and NexGard can cause symptoms like stumbling or seizures in some animals. After careful review, the FDA says the products are safe and effective for most animals, but while most won't have adverse reactions, it's important pet owners and vets know the risks and get more information. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm...